Beginning today, every commercial television station in the United States is supposed to be sending out a digital broadcast signal. That's in addition to the analog signal we've been watching for years. Most broadcasters won't make the deadline, causing another delay in the long transition to digital TV. Digital broadcasting is supposed to bring crystal-clear, high-definition pictures to average Americans. Instead, the process is making early adopters of the technology very unhappy. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
It's hard to define the pleasure that Tim McCune gets out of watching high-definition television.
Well, it's a labor of love. It's a hobby.
A hobby carried to extremes, some would say. Tim McCune has constructed a kind of temple to high def, as it's known. He takes me down the stairs into the basement of his home in Germantown, Maryland. Turn right at the kids' toys, and there you are.
Wow. So this is like a total immersion, this room.
I've just activated our Lutron graphic eye system, which is a four-zone lighting system.
In addition to some very fancy lighting, there are massive speakers that surround a huge couch and two Lazy Boy loungers.
Everybody's got their own piece of the Lazy Boy.
And covering one entire wall is a 92-inch, yes, I said 92-inch, high-definition television screen. To show off what this baby can do, McCune fires up his satellite dish. He switches from what looks like a pretty good picture of CNN to a high-definition demonstration channel.
Well, if you look at that shot right there, a close-up of flowers, you see how sharp it is. Not only that, the colors are richer. The close-up there is a good example of the detail that's available in a high-definition signal.
He's right. It looks like one of those IMAX movies. You can see every grain of sand, the veins in every leaf. McCune is lucky. He's got access to high-definition programs on his satellite system. But if he tries to pick up something from regular over-the-air signals, there's little to see in high def.
No. In fact, right now, and it's roughly dinner time, there's nothing available in high definition over the air.
That's because many local broadcasters are not taking full advantage of the digital revolution. They're complying with the letter of the rules by sending out digital signals, but at a lower quality that doesn't take advantage of the thousands of dollars of equipment McCune has invested in. He's hopping mad about it.
I have boycotted stations that don't broadcast in high definition or those that are significantly behind the deadline.
Government regulators have been leaning on stations and networks to make good on a deal made years ago. Broadcasters said they would move to digital if they got a new chunk of the airwaves for free. Early adopters like McCune say the broadcasters are dragging their feet. Station owners say they're trying to follow the rules, but they also feel like they're being rushed to serve an audience that just isn't there yet. Gerald Fritz is with All Britain Communications, which owns several stations, including WJLA, the Washington, D.C. affiliate for ABC.
We want to meet their needs and requirements, but there are over 2 million households in Washington, D.C., and I dare say there's not 1,500 television sets with digital over-the-air tuners.
WJLA has been sending out a digital signal, but it's not high enough quality for video enthusiasts, and it's technically not considered high definition. If a big station like WJLA can't afford to make the upgrades, things are even tougher in small markets, like stations KAPP and KVEW clear across the country in the Yakima, Washington area. Manager Daryl Blue says he isn't sending out any digital signals at all, partly because he's had trouble raising the $2 million needed to buy equipment.
And there's no visible revenue coming back to us from that investment. Immediately, it simply allows us to continue to do what we do right now. So there's no added value that we can pass along to advertisers.
Stations also blame equipment makers for the high price of digitally equipped TVs. Manufacturers say, who wants to buy a set if there's nothing to watch? None of this back and forth helps Tim McCune, there in his perfect viewing room with little to watch. To get any programs at all, McCune has spent yet more money on a special roof antenna because the signals are still tough to pick up.
I don't think a lot of the broadcasters have gone far enough to produce their signal in great enough power to be able to reach their customer base.
That leaves McCune with lots of hardware, riding the leading edge of a high-definition wave that has been slow to build. Until the revolution catches up, McCune has jazzed up his viewing experience of the programs he can get over the air or from his satellite hookup or from his DVD collection. Technically, even a DVD cannot exploit the full video potential of this big screen, but McCune has added some treats for the other senses. McCune racks up a copy of the submarine thriller U-571. When our heroes face a seemingly endless depth charge attack, McCune's sound system jumps to life. And so do those lazy boy loungers. He's attached little motors to the seats, so they practically vault the viewer into space. All that's missing is a little spray from the cold Atlantic. The Federal Communications Commission has announced new timetables to speed up the transition to digital broadcasts. Super viewers like Tim McCune hope broadcasters will hear that as an order to damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead with the shift to digital. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.